Today, the auspicious day of our predecessor spiritual master, Om Vishupad, Paramahansa Parivraja Vyacharya, Ashtottara Satas Srimad Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mission, apart from his life, we are especially stressing on the mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This place, Mayapur, was formerly known as Miyapur. Mostly it is inhabited by the Mohammedans. Somehow or other it converted into the name of Miyapur instead of Mayapur. Still, people are very much doubtful where is the birth site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was researching to find out the actual place under the direction of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. This present Yogapitha was ascertained to be the birth site of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the beginning wanted to develop this place very gloriously, befitting the holy name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he started this movement of developing Mayapur. He could not finish it, so it was handed down to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So under his effort, assisted by his disciples, this place has gradually developed, and our attempt is also to develop this place. Therefore, we have named this temple Mayapur Chandrodaya. We have got great ambition to develop this place nicely and gloriously. And fortunately, we are now connected with foreign countries, especially with the Americans. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's great desire was that the Americans would come here and develop this place, and they would chant and dance along with the Indians. So his dream, as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's foretelling, Prithivite ase jato nagaradi gram, sadvatra prachara haiye mor naam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that all Indians to take part. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hailo jat, janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, paropokar. Paropokar means to do good to us. Of course, in the human society, There are many different branches of doing good to others, welfare societies, but more or less, why more or less, almost completely, they think that this body is ourselves, and to do some good to the body is welfare activity. But actually that is not welfare activity, because in the Bhagavad Gita we understand very clearly antavattu imi deha nitta sotta saririna. This body is antavattu. After this it will be finished. Everyone knows this body is not permanent, it will be finished. Anything material, bhutta bhutta pradiyate, it has a date of birth, it stays for some time and then it annihilates. So the spiritual education begins from the understanding that I am not this body. This is spiritual education. The Bhagavad Gita, the first instruction given by Krishna to Arjuna is this, that we are not this body. Because Arjuna was speaking from the bodily platform, so Krishna chastised him. Asachyananusuchastam prajnavadamstavhasas. Arjuna, you are talking like a very learned man, but you are lamenting on the subject matter on which no learned man laments. So, such kind of welfare activity concerning the body, like hospital and so many other things, they are good undoubtedly, but the ultimate goal is to see the interest of the soul. That is the ultimate goal. That is the whole Vedic instruction, and Krishna begins from this point. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to do some paropokar, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hilo Jat, Manushya Janma Satsak Kari Karo Paropokar. These welfare activities did not mean that welfare to this body. It was meant for the soul. The same thing as Krishna wanted to impress upon Arjuna that you are not this body, you are soul. Antavattu ime deha nitya sotta saririna na hannate hannamane sarire. The real welfare activity means to see to the interest of the soul. So what is the interest of the soul? The interest of the soul is that the soul is part and parcel of Krishna, God. Just like small spark of fire is part and parcel of the big fire. Similarly, we living entities, we are very minute, small spark of the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma or Krishna. So, as this spark within the fire looks very beautiful, the fire also looks beautiful and the spark also looks beautiful, but as soon as this spark falls down from the fire, it becomes extinguished. So our condition is that the our present position is that we are fallen down from the whole fire, Krishna. This is explained in a simple Bengali language. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhog vancha kare pasete maya tare japodiya tare. Maya means darkness, ignorance. So this example is very nice. The sparks of the fire dancing very nicely with fire, it is also illuminating. But as soon as it falls down on the ground, it becomes cinder, black cinder. No more fiery quality. Similarly, we are meant for dancing and playing and walking and living with Krishna. That is our real position. That is Vrindavan. Everyone is connected with Krishna. There are the trees, there are the flowers, the water, the cows, the calves, the cowherd boys, or the elderly cowherd men, Nanda Maharaj, other persons of his age, then Yashoda Mai, mother, then gopis. In this way, Vrindavan life, Vrindavan picture. And Krishna comes with full Vrindavan picture and he demonstrates his Vrindavan life, Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu, just to attract that you are trying to enjoy in this material world, but here you cannot enjoy because you are eternal. You cannot get eternal life here. So you come to me. You come to me. Takta deham punarjanmanaiti mameti kaunti. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Please ask them to wait for Buddha. Takta deham punarjanmanaiti mameti. This is the invitation. Mameti. You can back to home, back to God. This is the whole instruction of Bhagavad Gita. And at the end he says, Sarvadharman Puritanya Mami Kam Saranam. Why you are bothering yourself manufacturing so many plans to adjust material life? That is not possible. Here it is not possible. Here, so long you are in material association, then you have to change the body. Prakritastha. What is that verse? Purusha prakritastho pi.
Bhunditei
prakritijan guna. So long the living entity is in this material world, he has to associate with the different modes of material nature. The same example, just like the fire spark falls down on the ground. So ground, they have got different situations. One situation is dry grass. One situation is wet grass. And one situation is simply ground. So similarly, just three positions. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamo. So, Satagun means if this spark falls down on the dry grass, then it ignites the grasses. When Satagun, Prakash, this fiery quality is demonstrated. But if it falls down on the water, wet grass, then it is completely extinguished. At three stages. Similarly, when we come down to this material world, if we associate with the Satagun, then there is some hope of spiritual life. And if we are Rajagun, noho at the top of mount, there is noho. Rajastam. Rajastama bhava, kamalu bhata yastit. Rajastama, if we associate with Ajagun and Tamagun, then our desires will be lusty and greediness. Kamalu bhata yastit. Tato rajastama bhava, kamalu bhata yastit. And if we increase our satogun quality, then this kamalobha daya, these two things will not touch us. We may be little aloof from kamalobha. So in this satogun, this is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, sinnatam satata krishna punna savana kirtana vidyantasya avadrani vidhunati sahisaka. So we have to transcend all the three qualities, satagun, rajagun, tama, especially rajagun, tama. If we do not try to do that, then there is no hope of spiritual salvation or liberation from the material entanglement. But in the Kali Yuga, there is no practically satogun, simply rajagun, tamagun, especially tamagun, jaghanna guna vittista, kalau suddha sambhava. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread this Krishna consciousness movement, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So, from this place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, throughout whole India. And he desired that Prithivite Ashi Jatanagada, the ground. So, as many towns and villages are there, this Krishna consciousness movement should be spread. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is now in your hand. Of course, in 1965, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wanted me to do something in this connection. He wanted from his all his disciples, especially he stressed many times that you do this, whatever you have learned, you try to expand in English language. And in 1933, when he was Radha Kundo, I was at that time Bombay in connection with my business life. So I came to see him, and one friend wanted to give some land in Bombay for starting Bombay Gauri Award. He's my friend. So that's a long story, but I wish to narrate this. The Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami's mission. So at that time, one of my god brother was also present. He reminded me about my friend's donation. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur immediately took up in that. He continued that there is no need of establishing many temples. Better we publish some book. He said like that. He said that we started our this Gauri Amart in Ultadihi. The rent was very very small. And if we could gather 200 to 250 rupees, it was very nice going on. But since this J.B. Dutta has given us this stone, marble stone, Thakur Bari, our competition between the disciples have increased. So I don't like anymore. Rather, I would prefer to take out the marble stone and sell it. And publish some books. So I took that point And he also specially advised me that if you get money, to try to publish books. So by his blessing, it has become very successful by your cooperation. Now our books are being sold all over the world, and it is very satisfactory sale. So on this particular day, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's advent, try to remember his word that he wanted that many books should be published about our philosophy, and it should be given to the English-knowing public especially, because English language is now world language. We are touring all over the world, so anywhere we speak English, it is understood, except in some places. So, on this day particular, on the advent of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I especially request my disciples who are cooperating with me that try to publish books, as many as possible, and distribute throughout the whole world. That will satisfy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as well as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Thank you very much.